desire and interest in your prayers this morning. And I would say, as the song said, I desire for the Lord to open our eyes that we might see Jesus. I've written on the board the title of the burden the Lord has put on my heart to share with you. Climb a tree. You children, any of you like to climb trees? You know, there's something, a couple, some of you yes, some no, I see. There's something about climbing a tree, and I can't speak for the girls, but I know that it seems like, at least for the lot of the boys, there's something about it when you're a young boy that a tree just has a calling. And you want to see how high you can get. Because when you climb a tree, that there's a challenge to it sometimes, but you also gain perspective when you climb a tree. Things don't look the same. Before, you're just looking down here at your own level, but when you get up a little bit higher, you're able to look down on things, and it changes your perspective. Well, this morning, I'd like to base the message that the Lord put on my heart with a very familiar passage, and I'd like someone to tell me, who in the Bible, in the New Testament, do you remember that climbed a tree? Yeah, say it louder. Zacchaeus. That is found in the 19th chapter of Luke. And we'll just begin reading with verse 1. It said, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Now, first of all, take note that Zacchaeus was a rich man, and most likely he was educated. Most likely he was a man, we know he was a man of affluence and wealth. He was a publican, he was a tax collector is what he was. And it said he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Now take note that he had a desire to see the Lord. He had a desire to see Jesus. Because most likely Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus, he'd heard about the miracles of Jesus, and he'd heard the things that he had done, and there was something in him that he desired to see Jesus for himself. You know, this morning it is one thing for us to hear about God, hear about what the Lord can do, hear about salvation. We talked some this morning already about the peace of God and the faithfulness of God. It's one thing to hear about it, but it is something else to experience it. When you have experienced it, I tell you that this morning, you cannot persuade me by any human logic that God is not real this morning. Because I have been an eyewitness. I have experienced for myself miracles in my life where God has done for me what I could not do for myself. Yes, He's done it physically. Yes, He's done it financially. But most of all, He's done it spiritually. He's given me a peace that when the world around would lose their hope and they would act contrary to it because of the storms of life, because of the presence of God, it brought about a stability and a peace. That's God. Folks, Lord wants us to see Him for ourselves this morning. Zacchaeus, there was something that desire welled up in him. Remember, he was a man of affluence. He was a man of position. Yes, he was despised by the Jews, by the other Jews, because he was a traitor, right? He was collecting taxes for the Roman government. He was a publican. But yet, at the same time, he was in the upper echelon of society in the sense of his wealth. But he desired to see Jesus, but he couldn't see him. Why not? Because of the press. You know what the press is this morning? The press was because there were so many people that followed Jesus that when Zacchaeus had a desire, it was more than sitting at home saying, oh, I wish I could see him. He got up out of his chair and he went out into the road. He got his feet dirty because he wanted to see Jesus. Folks, this morning in our life, and this message applies to all of us wherever we are in our relationship with God. If we have a desire to see and experience The peace and the joy and the victory in Christ, we're going to have to get up out of our chairs and put some feet to our desire. There are a lot of people that sit back and say, well, I wish I could overcome, or I wish I could have victory, or I wish I could have peace in this. I wish I could overcome, but I just can't. We need to get up this morning and get out of our comfort zone with the desire to see the Lord. That, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to see You. I'm willing to give up everything that I hold dear that I might see and experience the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. And so it said here, then he sought to see Jesus. You know, when you seek something, it means you're looking for it. You're not just idly standing in the corner saying, well, if you lose your money, lose your purse, your billfold, saying, well, I wish I could find it. I wish it would show up. You know, things don't just show up. You know that? How often does something just magically, if you'll excuse the expression, just show up? But do you know when you seek for something, you're expending energy and time and effort that I am seeking for it. I don't have it, see? If you have it, you don't look for it, right? But when you don't have it, there's something that I'm going to seek for because I want it enough. How badly this morning do you want to see Jesus? How badly this morning do you want the Lord to work in your life? How badly this morning do we want a greater peace in the storms that life brings? How badly do we want to be able to go to bed and be at peace with ourselves and be at peace with our brother and be at peace with others in our life? How badly do we want that this morning? We're going to have to seek the Lord for it. It means I can't just sit by and say, well, I wish I had it. If you want it bad enough, I want to encourage you to seek God for it this morning. He sought to see Jesus, who He was. But he couldn't because of the press. You know, the press this morning, while it was the crowd and the multitude in our lives, for those that don't know the Lord, do you know the press is the sin and the addictions and the things of this world? Saying, I'm having difficulty seeing Jesus because I've let my affections go out to the things of this world and it obscures the vision of Jesus Christ. Because I've let my heart go out to other things and people say, well, I wish I could see the Lord, but I just can't see Him. It's because I'm the press. If everything is all around me, wherever I look, there's this problem or this thing, like I'm going to have to give this up or I'm going to have to do that, and I just can't rise above that and see the reality of Jesus Christ and what He came to do in life. The press. Because see, it said Zacchaeus was little of stature. In other words, he was short. Have you ever been in a crowd? And I would say I am on the shorter end of things for a lot of people. You know, when you're in a crowd and you have someone tall standing in front of you, I can't see unless I stand on my tiptoes, and a lot of times that's not even good enough. It's like, give me a stool or get me in a different location. I can't see. So I've got to move. I've got to get somewhere that I can have a little better vision or perspective of what's going on. Folks, there are things in life. I mentioned for those that are not saved this morning, the press can be your affections, it can be the world, it can be things that you've allowed to come into your life. You say, I don't see the Lord. Because you've been encumbered about with the cares and the things of this life. But for those that are saved, you know, we can be in a press sometimes as well. We can have battles and trials and be like, I just don't see the Lord. The press can be things of discouragement. It can be the lawful things of life that we're just so bound up or so busy. Or maybe it seems like we've gotten discouraged with things in life. In situations have caused us to start losing hope. And it's like, Lord, I want to see You, but I look around and there's a problem here and there's a problem there and there's a problem on this side. Do you know that's how Job felt? Do you know, I empathize with Job. Seemed like this and then that and then this happens, like, Lord, what's going on? But do you know that sometimes in our service to the Lord, we start feeling that way. It's like, Lord, where are You in all of this? I am desperate this morning to see Jesus. I don't want to lose sight of Jesus. I don't want to lose the peace and the victory because it's priceless, has been said. So what are we going to do when we look around and we're, Lord, I'm serving you and I'm wanting to follow you, but it seems like I'm starting to lose some perspective because of this problem in this person, in this family member, in this sin over there, in this financial problem, in this physical problem. And Lord, I'm just having difficulty and I can't see because of the press. You know what the answer is this morning? I wrote it on the board. Climb a tree. Zacchaeus, he sought to see Jesus, who he was and could not, for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before. Let's get a little visual here. Now listen. He ran before the crowd. See, these people that were just surrounding Jesus, walking down the road, and here's this little rich man. I don't know how tall he was. But here's this little rich man, and he's straining to see Jesus, and he had desire. I want to see him so bad. But I just can't because of the press. And I see Zacchaeus taken out, just running in front of the crowd, and he ran before and he climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. I know the Lord. He's not right here now, but I know he's coming this way. And so I'm going to get ahead of the press and I'm going to climb a tree. Do you know that there's such a loss of dignity to run? Isn't that true? When you see someone running in the airport, there's just a loss of dignity. Like, come on, and you have your bags and you're trying to hurry to the next gate. There's an amount of dignity that you lose. This was a wealthy man. This was a rich man, and sometimes we like to be so in control, don't we? I mean, let's be honest. We like to have decorum and be in control, and even though things are pretty rough out here, that we can maintain our dignity. I'm not telling you to lose your outward dignity this morning. Don't misunderstand me. But if it takes me running and losing some of my dignity to be able to see Jesus, then Lord, I'm going to run and I'm going to climb a tree. Say, well, that's children do that. You just need to, you know, you've missed your opportunity. Zacchaeus was not willing to miss an opportunity to see Jesus. Folks, I would that we see Jesus this morning. Do you know what it's going to take to see Jesus? I said, climb a tree. You're going to have to lose some of your pride. I say we are going to have to lose some of our pride. If we want to see Jesus, folks, we're going to have to humble our hearts. In every situation, saved, unsaved, struggling, middle of the road, sanctified, hell-bound, if we want to see Jesus this morning, it's going to take humbling our heart. That, Lord, I have such a desire to see you. I don't care what it takes. And I'm willing for the world to look on and call me ridiculous. I am willing for my family. I'm willing for people I go to church with. I'm willing for my co-workers. I'm willing for people to look on and say, you don't have to do that. I'm willing to suffer the reproach of people around about me that I might be able to see Jesus. Folks, if you will be willing to humble your heart, you will be exalted. See, isn't that what climbing a tree does? It lifts you up. If you want to be exalted this morning, if you feel pressed in, we all feel that way sometimes. Might have been in sin. It might be in your service to the Lord now, and it just seems like I can't see very well. I've lost some vision. I've lost some perspective of things. I've got my thinking starting to be warped, and I don't call it warped because it's my thinking. But I've started thinking differently about some situations, and we need to stop and say, what is our vision? Lord, I need to climb a tree. I need to rise above my natural way of thinking and get up above the crowd that I might have a Christ perspective. So Zacchaeus was willing to humble his heart. Are you willing this morning to humble your heart? This is personal, okay? I'm preaching to myself. Are we willing to humble our heart this morning that our perspective would be different? Because I need to see Jesus. You know, when you just look at people, it gets discouraging real fast. Lord, I need to see Jesus. Zacchaeus had a desire, and he, at the expense of his dignity, he humbled his heart and he climbed a tree. And I'm so thankful the story doesn't end there. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. You know, the Lord wants to go home with you today. The Lord wants to go home with all of us today, but I need to make some contact with the Lord. I need to make some eye contact. I want the Lord to see me. And here it seems like when you climb a tree, I mentioned, it changes perspective. You know, sometimes we have an earthly perspective, folks. That the things that we desire, the things that we want, the things that we feel, and we shape our lives based on those things, folks, it's going to take us down a wrong road. We need to climb a tree and rise above the press of this world and get a Christ perspective. There are situations we say, Lord, how do you see it? You know, I know how I see it, but I am limited in my perspective. You might be standing in my way, and all I'm seeing is the back of your head. You know, there's a perspective, something about perspective. I know my hair's a lot thinner than it used to be. But do you know it's every time if I look at pictures and someone has taken it from behind, I'm thinking, I'm not that bald. Now, I'm actually losing my hair. You know what? You see it more than I do. I don't have to look at it. But I actually have this spot on the top of my head. There's not much left up there. But do you know what? That's your perspective. But do you know when you rise above, see, you may be looking at the back of my head. You need to climb a tree. I don't want to stand in the way of you seeing the Lord this morning. I don't want to stand in your way. I'll get out of the way. But you know, it's that way with every trial and every battle in life. We can start getting a warped perspective. And when you think of Brother Michael, all you see is his bald head. There's more to me than a bald head, folks. I'm working on the bald, but there's some other things about me. Do you know that? Maybe you need to get in front and look me in the eye a little bit. But it's about perspective. It's about how we're seeing situations. And too many times, we have a perspective. It's like the three blind men. And the story of the three blind men, and they're describing an elephant. And one of them's got hold of the tail. He says, well, an elephant is, I don't remember. But it feels, it's like hair. It's very hairy, and you can wave it back and forth. It's like a snake. Because he had hold of the tail of the elephant. And the other, another blind man had hold of the tusk, and he said, an elephant is like a tooth. Do you realize that they were all right in their own way, but yet they had lost the big picture? Do you think there is a possibility this morning that in our life situations that we may have lost some of the big picture? Is it possible? I freely acknowledge to you this morning, for me, that it is possible. So Lord, help me to be willing and able to climb a tree and say, Lord, I need to see more because all I'm seeing is the press. And I don't want to allow the sinfulness of the world. I don't want to allow the people around me and their warped perspectives to change my experience with Jesus Christ. So Lord, help me to climb a tree. Help me to rise above that I might see who? That I might see Jesus. And do you know when you see Jesus, the crowd begins to dissipate and it really doesn't matter anymore because I see the Lord. And Jesus, when he came by, he looked up and he didn't say, hey, you, what are you doing up in the tree? He called him by name. And said, Zacchaeus, come down. Folks, the Lord knows your name this morning. He knows your perspectives. He knows our visions. He knows where we're struggling. He knows our desire. And if we will take a step toward God this morning, if we'll take a step towards Him, because I'm seeking and I really want to see Jesus, you know that you'll find Him. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart." That's what Zacchaeus did, Lord. In spite of all of the impossibilities that I see, in all the press, in all the opinions, in all the perspectives, in all of this and that, Lord, I need to see Jesus. If you'll search for God, if you'll search with Him this morning with all of your heart, at whatever expense, you're going to find Him. And what joy it is when the Lord comes by your way. Says, "Brother Randy, I'm going to come home with you today. Brother Friendship, I'm coming home with you. Let's go." Isn't that wonderful when the Lord comes by our way and does that? I would this morning that God go home with each and every one of us today. But folks, we need to do some tree climbing. And see, the ironic thing is, to climb a tree, you've got to get down low. You've got to humble your heart. And the Lord comes along and He calls you by name. Brother Leroy, He knows your name. He's not just looking down. Jesus isn't seeing the multitude. He's calling us by name this morning. If you really want to see Jesus, climb a tree. Humble your heart and He will come your way. There are people that say, "Well, I just don't feel the Lord and I just don't see Him. And I wish I could, but I have these feelings and these thoughts and this press and I just don't see Him and I wish I could." Humble your heart, and if you really want to see Jesus, He has promised us that we would find Him when we search with all of our hearts. We need to get higher this morning. There's also another very familiar passage that said, "Seek ye the Lord while" what? "While He may be found, and call upon Him while He is near." Doesn't stop there. "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." Folks, when are we going to seek for God? It's never going to be convenient. I'm talking to all of us now, whatever place in life, it's never convenient. But when we start feeling the press, it's time to say, "I need to go climb a tree because I need to see Jesus. I'll lose my way in the press." Folks, you get in a crowd, you can lose your way because you don't have any perspective. We can lose our way coming right here to church. We can lose our perspective. We can lose our perspective right amongst our family members. We can lose our perspective right out in the world with the affections and the sin that's out there. Lord, help me to rise above it this morning. I'm desperate to see Jesus. I can't make it without Jesus being my compass and guiding me. And I want the Lord to come home with me. How bad do we want it this morning? We're going to have to climb a tree and seek the Lord while He may be found. Zacchaeus said, "I know He's coming this way." If you will climb a tree in your life today, if you will climb a tree this week, the Lord will come your way. He will come your way. But there is a danger, because sometimes people say, "Well, I don't see the Lord and I'm kind of calling, He's not there." Do you know when will the Lord be found? When He talks to our heart. Do you know when the Lord comes along and points His finger at something and shows us an area in our life that He wants to adjust? That's the time to climb a tree. That's the time to call on the Lord. Because when the Lord is there, take advantage of His presence. And some say, "Well, I just don't feel conviction like I used to." Go climb a tree. Humble your heart and seek God. And folks, He will be there this morning. Because part of finding the Lord is taking advantage of the opportunities that God has given us. When you come to a recognition that I know there's something in my life that God wants to change, that is the Lord doing that. That is an opportunity. You may not have all the feelings that you one time had. You may not have feel the same the type of conviction, but the Lord has given us an opportunity to make a change in our life. We need to take advantage of it then. Lord, I'm going to climb a tree and I'm desperate to see you. And then we're going to forsake our way. Isn't that what Zacchaeus did? Jesus came to his house and he told Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus told the Lord, he said in the 8th verse, he said, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." That's called restitution. That's called, if I desire to see Jesus, I'm going to be willing to give up whatever I have to give up because I want Jesus to come to my house. Folks, Jesus said, salvation, this day is salvation come to this house. He went on to say, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Folks, in any area of our life this morning, if there are things that need to be cleared up, if there are humiliations, if there are places of humility, if there are places we need to make some changes in our life, be willing to give up whatever you have to give up. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what I say. I know to see the Lord, I'm going to have to rise above the press, and I'm willing to get rid of my riches to clear the way that I can see my Lord. And that's when the Lord said salvation has come. Zacchaeus didn't get down on his knees and say, Lord, would you forgive me? Zacchaeus had a heart to see the Lord, and he said, I'm not just willing to give up. He gave up. Too many times people say, I want to see the Lord and I'm willing. If the Lord calls for me to do it, the Lord is saying this morning, give up everything that obscures your vision of Christ. Don't hold on to it. It doesn't matter if it's not sin in and of itself. If it's something that's hindering us spiritually, Lord, I'm going to climb a tree because I want to see Jesus. And I'm willing at whatever expense and whatever cost to myself. Over in John 12, we'll wrap this up. But there were those in John 12, verse 20 and 21. There were some Greeks that came to worship. They were partaking of the feast of the Jews. And they came to the disciples and they said, Sir, we would see Jesus. They came to the disciples and said, We desire to see Jesus. Sir, we would see Jesus. You want to see Jesus this morning? They had seen and heard, they had heard rather of his entry into Jerusalem. And that's where they were calling Hosanna and they were lifting him up and glorifying. And so these Greeks said, we want to see him. We want to see him for ourselves. Folks, if you want to see Jesus this morning, we're going to have to seek for him. We're going to have to humble our heart. We're going to have to climb a tree. We live in a time of problems. We live in a time of so much confusion. We live in a time where all of us are being affected by the sin in other people's lives around us. All of us are being affected by that here. Isn't that right? Lord, I need to see Jesus. This is the hope for our unsaved loved ones. If they would just have a desire, the Lord will call them out by name. So I'm going to come home. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Seek God first. You may have a press. You may be pressed. You may have things crowding in on you this morning. Whatever the press is, I want to encourage you and challenge you. Climb a tree. That you're going to have a fervent desire that more than anything else, I am desperate to see Jesus, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. Folks, if you have that desire, I will assure you, based on the Word, that Jesus will come by your way. And salvation can come to your house. Salvation from sin can come when you are not willing to just say, well, I want it, but say, Lord, I give it. I give it up. And the Lord says, today salvation has come to this house. And for those that are saved and love the Lord this morning, if you're feeling discouraged and you're being kind of battered about, if you'll climb a tree, the Lord can renew your peace. And He can renew your vision and your perspective to keep you steady through the trials and through the press. May God bless you. Folks, let's seek Jesus. Let's climb a tree this week. Would you climb a tree with me this week? I invite you to join me to do some tree climbing this week. May God bless you.